What up, folks? Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Neil Farron. He's making his, is it your third or your fourth appearance on the Bruce Dickey Show, Neil?
You remember? I've been here long enough, seems like annual anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Appreciate that, because we like talking about the Edwards County Fair. That's coming up this weekend, this week and next week. And that's the good thing to me, Neil, I think we need to stress. The most important thing about the Edwards County Fair starting last night and running through next Saturday is that you're basically the outside, most of the outside side stuff is avoiding the main heat wave, isn't it?
Other than the parade and the car and tractor show, which there's a good bit of shade, mostly it's on the square.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shade there. And of course, the parade, it'll be hot, 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And we appreciate anybody that wants to come and walk or ride or whatever. But, yeah, the Queen Contest is Saturday
inside.
Evening inside air-conditioned building.
Yeah.
Rabbit Show is Sunday afternoon inside building. Now, the Vesper service is outside at the grandstand, but it doesn't start till 7 or 7:30.
Okay. Sun's going to be all but down then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, you know, and the other thing is, you have it in July every year.
Yeah, it's always hot.
You just got to get used to it.
It's just hot.
You just got to get used to it. How long have you been working with the Edwards County Fair now, Neil? Are you into your, you've been over there 30 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on the board over 30 years. I don't know exactly how long, but been on there a good while.
How much change has there been from, like, now between, say, 1986? 30 years ago, the change of the fair. There's less horse racing, I know.
Less horse racing. A lot of it hasn't really changed. This year we don't have any open livestock. First year we've never had any open livestock. First year we've not had harness racing. Whenever we were getting ready to line up our events for the fair, we couldn't see where we were going to get enough horses to have a good harness race.
That's happening all over the state,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's happening all over the state.
Is that a product of the budget issue, the budget impasse?
Partly that. We didn't have funding to pay premiums to get the horses here.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of races where they basically pay their own funding, and they didn't have as many horses, had less than half of what they did last year. So
right.
We just decided to go another route, and we really hated it because Edwards County's always had harness racing.
Yeah, you always have. You've got trainers and owners in the county.
Yeah, yeah. Not as many as what we used to. Used to, all of our barns were full,
right.
And we have five or six horses there now.
Is that right?
Is about all we have. They just there's some other states that pay more money, and they've went to where the money is, and you can't blame them.
No, you can't blame them a bit for that. Tell me a little bit about putting together the Edwards County Fair each year, because how tricky has it become with the impasse? How tricky is it now putting together? You don't know when you're going to get any money, do you?
No, we're still not 100% sure we're going to get our money, but
you never got some last year, right?
We didn't get our money last year. We had to come up with about $35,000 to pay our premiums and insurance and stuff, and thankfully the community has been real good. We've had a lot of sponsors. We had a tremendous turnout for our fundraiser, and we got enough money that we could go ahead this year. And then we found out a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that we were supposedly going to get our state money.
Yeah.
So we put all the junior shows back in. We did not put the open shows back in. There's very few open shows in the state of Illinois, in the southern part of the state
right.
This year. But we put our junior show money back in and our floor hall money back in.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
See, that's good. That gets your community involvement as well, because, I mean, nobody wants you can't afford to come to a show without having some kind of thing at the end, can you?
Well, most of our junior money goes to the 4-H kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be there anyway. It all stays in the county, and the floral hall money, it all stays in the county. So, you know, it's a good deal for everybody.
Do you, I know when I talk with Gary Carter at Fairfield for the Wayne County Fair, they go up to the fair convention or something. Do you still go to that very often, or how often do you go to that?
I haven't went in a couple of years. We've got a couple of representatives that go about every year.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff, if you don't have it done before the convention, like lining up your carnival and basically what you're going to have, you're not going to get it done.
Now, it's a little late at that point, huh?
Yes, used to. You went up there and you found your carnival and you got your tractor pull deal and whatever entertainment you want.
Yeah.
But if you don't have it lined up by that time anymore, why, you're not, probably more than likely they're already going to be booked.
Tell me a little bit about the carnival this year. Is it the same carnival as last year?
Yes. I think it's the same carnival that does your Fairfield Fall Fun Fest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
H&H Amusements.
Okay. And where are they out of?
Oh, down around Marion, that area. Okay. Cobden, down in Southern Illinois.
Well, now, you see, you've been running with these guys for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, they've been real good to deal with. We'd like to have a Ferris wheel, but I understand that's one of their highest maintenance items and high insurance rate on it. And I don't know if he'll bring one this year. We've been after him the last couple of years to try to bring us a Ferris wheel. But he runs a pretty clean outfit. He's easy to deal with. We have trouble with one of the vendors or anything. Why, they're gone. He doesn't argue with us.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He doesn't argue with us. They're replaced.
And you probably haven't had trouble with a vendor.
Not really.
I mean, probably
no.
Sporadic.
Yeah. Just every once in a while, you'll have a little something.
When's armband night? Is every night going to be armband? Once the carnival starts. Carnival starts Monday, right?
I haven't talked to him yet this week. I don't know if he's doing armbands. He usually does them one or two nights a week. I think you can buy them every night.
Oh, really?
But a lot of times, there'll be one
night. Might be
a
night
have
with
a little
special price.
Yeah.
You see, now that's cool. That gets the kids running back and forth between one or the other. And then they can stop and buy the bottled water from, say, the local chamber or something. And,
yeah.
And they need to reload. Is that right? Yeah.
Well, so to speak.
I'm talking with Neil Farron from the Edwards County Fair Board, and he's the president of the Edwards County Fair. You had the dog show last night. You didn't make it last night to the dog show, huh?
I was there. Our 4-H club was actually putting mulch and straightening up the flower beds.
You were finishing up the cleaning.
We were finishing up the cleaning on the other side of the fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I are 4-H leaders, plus my daughter-in-law and my son, and they actually made it over there and watched some of the dog show.
What does the dog show entail? Is it like you see on Thanksgiving Day or whenever they have the dogs walking around and the best of breed? And it's not like that, is it?
It's not like that. It's how the dogs are trained. It's actually how the kids have worked with their dog. You can tell by looking at the dog how clean it is, you know, uh-huh. and how it's groomed. But it's how they heal and, stop and obey the commands is what the dog show is about.
And pretty good participation last
year? Yeah, very good. I didn't make it over there, but there was a lot of cars over on that side of the fairgrounds, and I think they had a pretty good show.
Kaylee Vallette was the winner of the she was the dog care champion. And Jessica Malloy, the reserve champion. Along with, where'd you find Brandy Watkins to judge it?
I don't know. I didn't take care of the judge.
You're not involved at all.
I don't take care of
that's
any
great.
Of the judges.
That's cool. So you basically, you assign that to other folks.
Yes.
I got to tell you there, Neil, you've been there long enough. That's probably, you've learned a lot of lessons, haven't you?
Well, you learn and you pick up, and everybody on our fair board is really good about jumping in and doing what needs to be done. And if they need some help, they're not afraid to ask. And whoever they ask usually jumps right in and helps too.
Well, that's the thing. You can't get it done without that kind of without that kind of cooperation, can you?
And we have a lot of community support. I always tell somebody we're trying to find somebody on the fairgrounds or fair board that's got heavy equipment or a big family.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you got to manage a little bit.
I like how that works. I'm talking with Neil Farron. He's the president of the Edwards County Fair, and we're going to talk more about what's coming up. Last night was the first night of the fair. There's another whopping 9 nights to go. 10 nights to go through next Saturday, right?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about what is going to be going on at the Edwards County Fair here over the next week and a half. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back in just a second.
Walk along the river, sweet love by.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield, Illinois, appreciate you tuning in. It's 927, 88 degrees outside, apparently on the way up to 95, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, who knows, we'll see. Yesterday we hit it right on the button at 91. It was a hot 91. But that's the thing. This humidity is going to be gone. You can pretty much guarantee it, can't you, Neil? It's going to be bright and shiny and clean next week.
Well, I hope. That's all we can hope for.
I'm talking to Neil Farron. He's with the Edwards County Fair. And that started last night with the dog show. Taking a day off. Tomorrow you're back on, aren't you? They got the 4-H horse show coming up?
4-H and junior horse show starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. There will be some... The 4-H food stand will be open. There will be a few things to eat and, of course, cold drinks and different things. But hopefully it'll get
over. How long
does
that last?
Sometimes it'll last up 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope it doesn't last that long tomorrow. But it's going to be warm. But we've got shade for people to sit in.
That's over on the north side,
It's on the very north side of the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. And when did you extend it, by the way, to about 11 days like it has now?
It's been that way for a good while, Bruce.
It's mainly the 4-H part taking the first part,
yes,
right?
Yes. We got trying to get all the 4-H and the junior shows worked in with everything. It takes a while.
Yeah.
And which we have real good participation in the county in 4-H, which is excellent.
Well, thing is, you got pretty good solid. You got some good barns over there on the north side, too, right?
They're pretty good barns. Yeah. We try to keep them up. We haven't done a lot of work to them in the last year or two. We try to keep the roofs painted and keep the posts repaired.
Now, there are a lot of trees over there. There are a few trees over there.
There's a few trees over there.
Have you thought about planting any more?
Well, we actually, our 4-H club planted them, and they're getting to be pretty good size. That'll tell you how long I've been a leader.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, a lot of the trees over there were planted by our 4-H club.
Well, that's good. That's good. You might want more.
Yeah.
Let your boy take care of planting some more.
Well, you need to plant a pretty good sized tree because sometimes our bush hog crew, they
get a little enthusiastic.
Yes.
Well, you know, you want the place to look clean, though,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I can understand that. All right, the horse show starting at 8 a.m. on Friday. Still, you're getting into the on Saturday. Saturday's exciting. Still not into the grandstand as yet on Saturday, right? But there's a lot of things going on, not just at the fairgrounds, aren't there?
There's a car, truck, and tractor show that will actually start at 8 o'clock in the morning on the square in Albion. And then our parade.
You got pretty good attendance of that last year, too, didn't you?
Yes, I think David Sims pretty well takes care of that. I think he said there was over 100 cars there last year.
That's a good number.
That's a pretty good size number. Of course, it was a little cooler last year, but most of them can park in the shade around the square.
Yeah, there's plenty of shade there.
Yeah.
Okay, now, those tractors, they won't park there at 8 o'clock and then head down to the parade, or how's that work? Can they go to the parade first and then just park at register after
that? Well, the parade
doesn't
start till 10, so a lot of times they come up to the show first, and then the cars and the tractors will go on down and be in the parade, too.
How many tractors do you think you get? You get like half a dozen or a dozen tractors? That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, we'll have probably 20, 30 this year, I think. They're having a tractor drive at 1 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Farm Bureau is sponsoring it, and they'll take a tour. I think they're going through northern Edwards County this year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and they'll be gone most of the afternoon, and they'll come back to the fairgrounds or to the square where they started.
Really?
And serve them supper, usually. And
Try to stay on asphalted roads? Or
asphalt and gravel. They stay off the main highways.
Yeah.
And They have several drivers. We started out and had five or six, and I think they told me they had 25 or 30 last year.
No kidding.
So,
see, now this is, you've kind of become part of the circuit, because I know Parkersburg has their big tractor show next week, right?
Yeah, last year we were on the same week, and that hurt us a little bit.
Yeah, that would
have. They're next week, so hopefully we'll have a few more tractors this year.
Well, that's a good deal. You need to keep those two, because this is the oldest fair in the state, though, right? Have we decided that?
I don't know if it's the oldest, but it's got to be one of the oldest. 152 years, we think that's right.
Wow.
Nobody's around to tell us when they actually started.
Yeah, that makes it kind of difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Three cheers for by the way, who came up? I love the name. I love the slogan. You have a different slogan every year.
Yeah.
The three cheers for 152 years. That's a good one to me. It rolls off the tongue.
Kristen Spear came up with that. She's a new board member. She took over for Cindy Poppenhager, which was on with us for
Cindy
1 year.
Cindy's only been there
1 year.
Oh, is that right?
Cindy got married and moved to Clay County.
Okay.
And so she resigned her position on the board. And a couple of board meetings ago, somebody asked, well, what's the theme of the fair? And I looked at Kristen and I said, oh, yeah, that's another one of your jobs. And she came up with a good one, I thought.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty good, Neil, to be able to create, to demand creativity like that. And get it just immediately like that. That's very impressive.
Well, it took her a little bit to get it, but she had it by the next board meeting.
Well, see, now that's good. That's good. All right, this Saturday, you got the, and the parade starts when?
It starts at 10 o'clock at the high school.
Okay. How many folks, they go to the high school and go to where?
All the way to the fairgrounds. Come up the main highway and turn there at the pagoda. They announce them at the pagoda and go on down the, I think it's 5th Street, takes you to the fairgrounds.
So they're going to the east side of the fairgrounds as opposed to the west side entrance on 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was trying to get it straight in my head.
Don't forget the Queen Contest at 6 o'clock.
Is that Saturday?
That's Saturday in the exhibition building. Air conditioned in there.
Air conditioned well, you see, now that's the thing. Is Taylor Roosevelt going to be in the parade?
Well, I think her and George Fuchs are going to be our parade marshals.
Really? You've got George going to be the marshal.
Well, George
is
good for a lot of things. George is heading up the parade, and George is he's served farewell.
Is he retiring or something?
No, he's not retiring. We're not going to let him retire.
I was going to say, George has been a director for quite some time.
Yeah, he's actually been state office.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's been in state offices for the fair.
So he's probably trying to back out of Edwards County a little bit to take care of stuff in Illinois.
No, he likes Edwards County, and we just asked him. He has won some awards and things, and we thought it'd be just kind of nice to honor him. So
that's wonderful.
And he gets to ride with Taylor.
You can't blame it. Taylor Roosevelt, the retiring queen, is the reason I brought her up. Yeah, she's the retiring queen. She had, you know, the thing is. It's a ceremonial thing, but some folks can be a little bit more enthusiastic about the job than others, right? And Taylor's done a great job as
Taylor's
queen.
Done a great job. She actually did a service project. She collected Coke bottle caps, grease tube caps. Took 400 pounds to get a bench. She actually collected over 800 pounds, and she got 2 benches.
No kidding.
And these benches, Bruce, I thought, well, they'll be light. You know, they're made of plastic.
Yeah.
It takes 2 people to carry this thing.
Are you serious?
They are heavy, very well-built benches. Taylor has done an excellent job. She had very good community support.
Where'd you put the benches?
They're not at the fairgrounds just yet, but we're going to put them in front of the floral hall in the secretary's office underneath. Because a lot of people sit. That's where everybody goes in and out of the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And they like to sit there and
take a little break and visit.
Take a little break and visit.
Well, that's how about that? Congratulations to her. That's one of the better projects you've probably had in years from a queen, the Edwards County Fair.
She done very good.
Wonderful. And so how many people did she beat? How many girls will you have in the pageant?
I think.
Seemed like half a dozen or something last year.
I think Nathan told me this year we've got 4.
Okay.
It varies from year to year.
Yeah. The Fair Queen Contest is Saturday night. And that's at the exhibition building. It's air conditioned.
Yes.
6 p.m.
Yes.
Where do people sit? I guess I'm trying
to set up chairs.
You got they'll be over there on the north side, won't they?
They're on
the west side.
West side on stage, and we set up chairs in the building. And
what's going on Sunday?
Sunday at 2 o'clock, we're having a 4-H and Junior Rabbit Show in that same building, and we actually sweep it up after we get
done. I got to tell you. Yeah. That's very thoughtful of you to do the pageant before you bring in the rabbits and the sheep and rabbits in there, isn't it?
We're not going to bring sheep in there.
Not bringing sheep in there?
No sheep in there.
Not even going to bring the winner on stage?
No.
Are you not going to herd the sheep?
No, we're not. I'm not a very good sheep herder, Bruce.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little while ago. That's fun. All right, now when is that?
That is at 2 o'clock in the exhibition building.
Okay, so that's going to be inside, too.
The 4-H and the rabbit show.
Rabbit show is.
Yeah. Vesper service is that night at 7:30, and that is in the grandstand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a pretty good crowd for that, too, don't you?
Yeah, we usually have a pretty good crowd. Have good entertainment and good message.
Well, the thing is, Sunday's supposed to be cooler than Friday and Saturday anyway.
Hopefully.
So Sunday will be a good opportunity for folks to get out and see the fairgrounds before everything. Well, will the Midway all be set up yet? It probably won't be open yet. Some of the
it won't
will
be open
any
on
vendors
Sunday.
Open?
Yes, there will be some vendors open on Sunday.
Yeah.
And probably the carnival.
Carnival might not be all the way in yet. It might be.
They'll probably be there. They won't be running on Sunday, but they'll probably be there.
Well, they probably have left wherever they wherever they're working this week.
Yeah.
Let's get to Monday. Monday's a big day. Monday's a big day. We've got some. First of all, the carnival starting on Monday, right?
Carnival starts on Monday. Got floral hall entries. Baked good auction that evening at 5 o'clock.
So people are bringing their floral hall entries all day long, right?
Or... Yes. Runs from, the baked goods and the flower entries have to be there by noon, but the rest of them can be there between 8 and 6.
Are they judged that day as well?
The baked goods are, and I think the flowers are too. They want them in there all by noon so that they all look nice.
Did you get the opportunity to judge the baked goods, or how come I wasn't called to be a judge for?
I don't know who does that, but I don't think you get to taste very big pieces of them, Bruce.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Get to eat the whole pie.
Well, now that's a ripoff.
Now you can come back at night at 5 o'clock and you can buy the whole pie.
Oh, is the auction that night?
The auction's that night, and all the proceeds go to the Senior Citizen Center.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's wonderful. Okay, so you've got livestock on Monday too, right?
Yeah, all the 4-H and junior entries have to be done that morning between 8 and 10. We actually start weighing the hogs and the sheep and the goats and all that, the market entries, at 6 o'clock Monday morning.
Oh, really?
And
so you'll have you guys are going to be busy out there on the north side, aren't you?
Yep, and then there's a junior judging contest from 10 to 12. They actually run animals in. The kids all sit on the bleachers, and they judge the livestock just like they were out there doing the judging.
Oh, really?
And
they're
have team and individual judging both.
So now are there? So you've probably got somebody else judging as well, right?
Yes.
And then they're compared.
Yes.
The junior folks.
Yeah, they'll bring
are compared
out
to
four,
see how good they their knowledge of it.
They'll
is
bring it? Out four of sheep, goats, and cattle. Four entries of each one, and may have two classes in each division too.
Really?
And then there, like you said, there's a judge that he picks the way
an actual
judge that picks the way each class should be placed.
Yeah.
The livestock has big numbers on them, or the exhibitors have big. It's usually parents.
Yeah.
Have big numbers on them, so that the kids know, like, well, A or B or C, you know how to place them.
Yeah.
It'd be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you get? Heck, that's a little different from a showmanship award, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The junior show pays some money for it. First place is pretty good. And like I said, there's a team competition and an individual competition in it.
The baked good auction is going to be, we mentioned it, it's at 5 o'clock that night.
In the exhibition building, air conditioned.
Air conditioned. All right, well, see, now we got to keep saying that, don't we?
Yeah. Especially when it's hot. And the exhibition building opens at 5 o'clock every night? Every night.
All right. Who's the auction? Who's doing your auctioning?
Dustin Hawkins.
He does a good job, doesn't
Dustin he? Does a good job. He's auction. He's going to do our 4-H auction, too. And he's also the 4-H horse show. We don't have any speaker system over there.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings his truck up with the speakers on it.
Oh, that's
handy. And he really helps us out a lot.
That is a big help. That's Dustin Hawkins. I'm presuming the poultry show also Monday is not in the exhibition building.
No. actually, we skipped over the sheep show is at 1 o'clock. 4-H oh, okay. Junior sheep show is 1. And then the poultry show starts at 5:30. Inside the building at 6 o'clock is Tupperware Bingo.
Explain to me what Tupperware Bingo is.
I have no idea.
Tupperware is the prize?
I guess.
Prizes are Tupperware.
I guess. I don't know. I've never been to it, Bruce.
You need to wander through your own fair sometime, Neil.
Usually I'm busy like here at 6:30. We've got barnyard wipeout. Actually,
that's where we're getting to.
Actually, I've got a granddaughter in the poultry show. I've got to go to that.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand. I can understand. But we're getting to the big deal. The grandstand is open on Monday night. The event of the, I tell you what, I love the thought of it, barnyard wipeout. And this is the deal with it's done in conjunction with the Wabash County Fair,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Tell me about barnyard wipeout. You're unable to do the wrestling this year.
We couldn't find enough hogs to do the hog wrestling, so we put this.
That was a scream, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun with it. This is a new event. There will be some mud involved.
Really?
Yep.
I'm shocked by that.
They actually start out in the mud and have to crawl through a tile culvert at a slope, so it'll be nice and slick. It's a two-person event, so if one can get out or so one could be a shoving other. Or pushing or whatever.
I was wondering how that was going to work.
I think they have to go underneath the gate in the mud, too.
Uh-huh.
There's also a wash tub that has 6 eggs in it. 5 of those eggs are not cooked. 1 of them is hard-boiled. You got to find the hard-boiled egg by cracking eggs on each other's head. There's just Carson Everett's in charge of this, and Carson's done a real good job putting it together. I'm not going to tell everything they're going to have to
hold off on some, but the conjunction, the cooperation with Wabash County Fair is pretty interesting, isn't it? There's big prize money here.
We're talking $500, but you had to be at Wabash County and do theirs.
Yeah.
Bring your timesheet back, and if you have the lowest combined time, Wabash County put up $250, and we put up $250, so you're going to get $500. I don't know how many people went to Wabash County.
So even if somebody won the Wabash County one, it doesn't matter. They may
get last place
The third place one might beat them here at Edwards County and get third place in both places, and their combined score
might
is going to
be the best.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that
we did that last year and maybe the year before on the hog wrestling.
Yeah.
And
it seems like, I mean, you keep bringing it back. It seems like you always have a lot of folks enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. So
that's through Monday.
We have fun with it.
That's going to be a good time. That's on Monday night at the Edwards County Fair. I'm talking with Neil Farron. We're talking about the Edwards County Fair. He's on the board, the president. He also cleans up the place, does a little cleaning.
That'll help.
You mow a little, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM after these. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. My guest across the way is Neil Farron of the Edwards County Fair, and we've been talking about what's going on. The Edwards County Fair actually started last night, but it's going to run all the way through next Saturday night. The carnival gets started on Monday. Talked a little bit about the carnival. It's going to be a lot of fun, but Tuesday is Senior Day, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't realize. I guess I should have. You're going to be crowning the senior king and queen, right?
Yes, I'm not going to, but they're going to do it that night.
The fair
next
is
billing.
Crowning the senior king and queen. How does one apply to, or what are the pageant rules for senior king and queen?
I don't know if there is any. I think they get some names together and they put out cans and. Whoever wins the most money, I think the way. Whoever,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, you put money in it. I think that's the way they do it. I'm not for sure.
Well, you see, I wondered at what point I started needing to working on my tan.
You might want to.
I didn't know if there was a swimsuit.
No, Bruce.
Well, that's on Tuesday. That's part of what Tuesday night's a big night. You've got the goat show. The 4-H is just really blowing and going on Tuesday, aren't they?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning is a hog show. 1 o'clock is the goat show. After it, the dairy. And the 4-H small animal show is at 5:30.
Now, what's a small animal? What consists of roosters or something? Or
we've had mice.
Really?
Guinea pigs, anything.
Hamsters?
Yeah, anything that's not dogs.
Or rabbits,
cats,
smaller than rabbits.
Cats, there's a lot of cats there.
Raccoons?
No dogs. I guess you could bring a raccoon if you want to. Like I said, we had a mouse, and it wasn't a mouse that you bought at the. It was some one that somebody had got.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Had they trained it?
No, I think it's just in a box.
Here's my frog, Bobby.
You can bring a frog.
There you go.
Turtle.
You see, now that kind of all goes in together with the kids' pedal pole being that night, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the kids' pedal pole is sponsored by the Young Farmers. It's at 5 o'clock in front of the exhibition building. And I think they pull boys and girls separate, and there's like 3 weight classes.
Oh, okay. And they've done that a couple of years,
yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah, have a good crowd. Yeah. Have a lot of fun.
That's but that's in front of the exhibition building. That's not in the grandstand. The grandstand's a big night too, isn't it?
Yeah, that night we're having
your flat track
races. We'll race cars, trucks, motorcycles. They start at one end of the grandstand. Lights go off. They go to the other end of the grandstand.
Now, is it two at a time, or is it just one at a time?
Yeah, one on each. There's two tracks, just like a regular. Well, I'm going to say
don't say it.
Just like a regular drag race.
There he said it.
Last year, we had a couple semis, a couple tractors.
Did you really?
We had a little bit of everything.
No kidding.
Yeah.
People bringing the lawnmowers out or anything?
We didn't have any lawnmowers. I thought about bringing in zero turn. I got one that runs pretty fast.
Is that right?
But I didn't do it.
Well, they'd probably want to put you on the infield so you could actually be doing a little work.
Already done that.
That makes sense. All right, and Carnival is going on again on Tuesday all the way through Saturday. Longaberger Bingo is on Tuesday night. You got Name That Tune going on Tuesday night, all kinds of stuff. Back up to Wednesday.
Well, let's go back to Tuesday for
just a
minute.
What am I missing on Tuesday?
Well, there's a Junior Jackpot show. That's Barrows and Gilts. No way in, and it's for Edwards and adjoining counties.
Oh, really?
$20 entry fee, and first prize is, I think, $200.
Hey, that's pretty good.
And it's completely separate. It's something the fair puts on.
What's that? What
5 to 19, I think, is the age limits on it.
But what are the animals? I mean, what is the
Barrows and Gilts.
Oh, Barrows and Gilts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, barrow class and a gilt class. Just one class of each. No way in. Bring them, show them.
And that's going to be on the north side too, right?
Yes, it'll be in the 4-H arena.
All right. 4-H on Wednesday, you got the Bucket Calves. After you've had the interviews the night before, they're bringing actually the calves on Wednesday, aren't they?
The calves are actually there on – everything's supposed to be on the grounds Monday night at midnight.
Oh, okay. Okay. Floral Hall's open all day on Wednesday. Trivia night. I like the thought of trivia night. Frontier Community College coming over, huh?
Nixie Nikowski has taken over our exhibition building, and she's got several new items. I think they'll all work good.
She's still the volleyball coach, right?
Yeah.
Good. I wanted to make sure. Master Showman on Wednesday, but the big event in the grandstand, you got to enjoy the motocross, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have it last year. But
glad to have it back.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Who works on the track?
Randy Longbonds is in charge of that. Randy, one of Randy's boys raced for a long time. I don't know if he still does or not. But Randy pretty well takes care of that, does an excellent job. And it's sponsored by Randy's ATV Repair.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's good. He's going to have he has quite a few classes in that, doesn't
he? Yeah.
What time is that starting?
6:30. Everything in the grandstand starts at 6:30 every night.
Okay. All right. Even though it says in the book 5:30. That's wrong.
He has practices and stuff earlier, but the actual event starts at 6:30.
You have pit entry too.
Yes,
on that?
Yes, pit entries.
See, now that's where's the best place to sit there and watch a motocross? On the pit or on the grandstand side? I wonder.
I'd rather sit in the grandstand, but kinda there's a lot of people that like to sit in the pits.
Well, the grandstand also, you got the you might have a little bit more shade if it's starting at 6:30, although the sun's going to be gone. The
sun's going to be shining probably right in the grandstand unless you sit all the way at the top.
Yeah. Well, for a little while anyway.
While we're talking about the grandstand, Bruce, we used to have reserve seats. We don't anymore.
Oh,
everything
really?
Is general admission.
Okay.
You can buy tickets each night. The first two nights are $5. Wednesday night is $8. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night are $10, which comes to $48. If you want to come all week, you can buy all week's tickets for $40.
Hey, that's knocking off about 20% there almost, isn't it?
There you go.
That's the way to go. That's the way. Where would somebody buy that? Can you do that the first night?
You can get them at the office.
Okay.
Actually, right now.
Really?
Yeah. You can get tickets now.
Stop by or on the way while you're listening. Yes. I don't blame you. We'll finish the show, and then folks can stop by.
There you go.
I like Thursday. You're bringing in C-Bar Rodeo.
Yeah, that's a new event for us. I think they had it over here at Wayne County. Went over very well.
Yeah.
We were looking for something new to put in. They have the big bulls and the mini bulls, which younger kids can ride.
Did you hear what happened at Fairfield?
No, I didn't. I heard one of them got loose. That was
one of the highlights of the night.
Always more entertaining.
I think it was watching Larry Taylor trying to grab a bull or something.
I heard a little bit about that on the radio. It sounded like that was probably more fun than rodeo. But
that's at 6:30 on Thursday night. A lot of other stuff going on Thursday, though.
Actually, our livestock's
the auction.
Can't even talk. Our auction starts at 9 o'clock.
Dustin's doing that, too.
Yeah, at the 4-H Arena, and we appreciate anybody that wants to come. You actually don't buy the animal. It's a premium deal.
Yeah. And then you'll have, of course, the Floral Hall's open. Tell me, what is this NERTS tournament?
It's a card game. I've never played it, but there's a lot of people in Edwards County that like to play NERTS.
NERTS.
And I don't know exactly how it works. Nixie likes to play NERTS, so she put this in, and I think it's over good.
I'm with you. God bless you, Nixie. Appreciate that. Friday night, big night. It's talent night as well as the tractor pull. Tractor pull brings a lot of folks, doesn't it?
Tractor pull brings a good crowd. We have three classes of tractors, I think, in the newer tractors. And then we have a lot of antiques. And then we're hoping to have a lot of trucks, a lot of the diesel trucks with the pipes out through the hood and make a lot of smoke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've hoping to have several of those. So
it's a nice tractor pull. I mean, it's not probably the level of the Lucas Oil or
no,
something.
No, it's not.
But folks pay for that, too.
Yeah, pay for that.
Yeah, you get a little different level, but it's a good pull.
Yeah, we have, like I said, we have antique tractors for the guys that like to watch them.
Sure.
And then we have the newer style tractors for the guys that like to watch them. And then we got the trucks and four-wheel drive trucks, two-wheel drive trucks, you know, local entries.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Something everybody can get into.
You know, and the other thing is that you've got your local talent in the exhibition building that night. And it's all night long. You're bringing in folks they won't often get to see the same audience because they might be singing in church or something. And it's a new audience, introducing them to a new audience, isn't it, at the fair?
Yep.
Who are some of the folks there?
Katie Nikowski, Lexi Shepherd, and Grace Thompson. That's a young group. They're all high school age, mm-hmm. high school or early college, all locals. The Royal Promise Gospel Group.
Where's that out of?
I don't know where they're from, but they were recommended to Nixie, I think. So.
Oh, that's good. Nixie's in charge of the...
Nixie's in charge of the exhibition building, and so far, from what I've saw, she's doing a pretty good job.
That is great.
Everything was new to her.
And is she a director?
Yes. She's on the board.
You didn't get her on the list, by the way.
No, we kind of missed some on the list. We had that page all corrected, and it didn't get corrected at the printers. Well, Nixie's down here under education.
Oh, okay.
Up here in the top, no, we kind of missed some of those.
That's fine.
Like Cindy's still on there.
Yeah,
Cindy's
I wonder
not,
if Cindy's
so,
still on there. Yeah. She's
we
like,
had, we
not
had a
there.
Few mistakes there. And if you go back over to the tractor pool, it says Randy and Chase Mavis. Well, Chase has moved to Wabash County. It's actually Richard Mathis and Mark Claudfeld.
Well, you see, now that's fine. These things happen.
Yeah.
Last day is Saturday. You got to love the Demolition Derby.
Some people do.
Not your cup of tea?
Not my cup of tea. I'll help with it.
It's loud.
It's loud. I don't mind watching it for a little bit, but I'm not that enthused about it. But there is people that's what they wait for.
You get a big crowd.
We have people calling in February wanting tickets for the Demolition Derby.
Are you serious?
No.
They're already wanting into the grandstand because you're going to have the grandstand full.
Yeah,
you'll have
the grandstand's
the
full.
The infield is going to be
– infield's full. We charge full. We charge $10 for the grandstand, and we charge $20 for – pit passes
for pit pass?
To get into the pit. People come up, we tell them at the grandstand's $10, they pay the $20 and have to go to the infield. Got to
no
be out there with that smoke, mud, and dirt.
How about that?
Yeah, they enjoy it.
That's great. Well, I tell you, Neil, it sounds like it's going to be a heck of a week and a half.
I hope it cools off a little bit. I think it's supposed to. But we
don't
get
we all?
Get through the parade Saturday. While, like you said, a lot of the events are inside through Sunday. Hopefully Monday it'll be a little cooler.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's Neil Farron. The Edwards County Fair started last night, and it's running through next Saturday. Get over there. Have a good time. That's the Bruce Dickey Show today, folks. Talk to you soon.